Your week ahead horoscopes from Russell Grant are coming up. For the latest horoscope news and special offers, like our Facebook page at Russell Grant Site.
Hello Libra, it's Russell here with your stars for a week beginning Saturday, September the 30th and the whole week ahead. Mercury moves into your sign today. Now check that out in my book, You Can Change Your Life. It's in your first house and it's good. The reason being is that Mercury gives clarity to your thinking, and instead of you being your usual indecisive, procrastinating, vacillating self, you can really come to choices and decisions, and when you do, just go with them. And here's your Sunday stars. With Mercury now fully ensconced in your sign, what a perfect time to start to plan travel, to start to make plans generally in all kinds of areas. If you want to learn or study something new, then this is the perfect time to do it. You see, this is all about you and your mind, your mental faculties. And it's also great for you to be upwardly mobile and communicate across all fields and the globe. Here's your Monday stars. I love the moon in Aquarius for you as a Libran, because not only is it good for your affairs of the heart and your heart's desire, but it's also good for you to put yourself out there with your ideas and your plans and your talents. You see, there is a very sophisticated side to you now that comes out and makes people just happy to be with you. You are a draw, and you personally are a great attraction to many. Here's your Tuesday stars. When you put Venus, your ruler, in a connection to Pluto, then we have pure passion. But it's understated. There is something almost obsessive, but in a good way, when it comes to this whole love factor. It's love that is linked to faithfulness and longevity. So whether you start an affair around these particular days or today, or whether it's something more long term, there is a lot of passion involved. And here's your Wednesday stars. Now be very careful today that you avoid people of a depressive disposition. You don't need them, simply because if you're with people who are down and negative and dismal, then you will end up feeling like that. No, you don't need that. Instead, stick with people who are up and bright and feeling fine and dandy. Then you will be too. Here's your Thursday stars. It's very hard to know which aspects to go for here. There's a Venus-Mars conjunction, which is so very passionate. Great for your love life and also ideal for a secret affair. But also there's a full moon in Aries, which is going to really bring over the next couple of weeks big changes in a relationship. Whatever way you look at these stars, we're talking about love and sex and relationships. Here's your Friday stars. Because of the power of yesterday's Venus-Mars conjunction and the full moon in Aries, there are definite changes on the way when it comes to love and relationships now. Doesn't matter what you do, you're sought after. Somebody likes you, but actually I think it's more than one. It can be a whole army of admirers, judging by these stars. Where will it end? Well, probably in the bedroom.
Now you've heard your horoscope, you might have more questions. Why not speak to our team of psychics and mediums? Call 1-855-330-4220. That's 1-855-330-4220. And quote BOOM when you book a 10-minute reading, and you'll only pay $5. The offer is limited to one-time use and ends soon. See you next week.